Zech and Ishmas. Baruch Aye, Esther Bas Baruch, Shal Shlomo Ben Yishoverach, Prime Ben Yisrael Levi, Tzvar Bas Yisrael, Shulchaim Ben Shabbos Ibsachia, Tzvi Hirsch Ben Chaim Moshe, Yaakov Ben Moshe Yechiel, Nachem Mendel Ben Shmuel, Rachel Leah Bas Yosef, Reuven Ben Avram Betzal, Bat Sheva Bas Pesach Mordechai, Rachel Bas Shlomo Yola Cohen. We begin on the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amel Beis, six lines up. Tanya Kavase Da Abaye. Just a quick recap. The Mishnah had said that a woman is allowed to bring a get on behalf of another woman, and even those women who ordinarily would not be trusted to testify, oh, your husband died, because we suspect them due to their hatred for this woman of lying, but they are trusted to bring a get as a shliach for this woman in question. So the machlokas of Yosef and Abaye was, according to Yosef, when is such a woman allowed to serve as a shliach to bring a get for this other woman, meaning a mother-in-law for a daughter-in-law, a sister-in-law for a sister-in-law,
second wife,
one wife for the other wife? So if Yosef said, only in Eretz Yisrael, where there's no need to testify b'fan anechtam, then you trust this woman to bring a get for the other woman. That was Rav Yosef. And Abai said, on the contrary, Abai said, only in Chutz La'aretz, where once they say b'fan anechtam, the husband can no longer claim that the get was a forgery. Only there we trust this woman to bring the get on behalf of the other woman. So Gemara now brings a raya to Abaye. Tanya kavasa de Abaye. Have a raya from a braisa to Abaye. The braisa says like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishum Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, in the name of Rabbi Kiva, Isha ne'amenes lahavi gita mikal v'chomer. A woman is believed to bring her own get from Chutz La'aretz, and we know this based on a Kal v'chomer. Uma noshim she'omru chachamim ein ne'amanos lomer meis baila. Because if when it comes to women who in general are not trusted to say about somebody else, her husband died, nonetheless, ne'amanos lahavi gita, they are believed to bring the get as a shliach. So he she'ne'amanos lomer meis baila, a woman who herself is in general believed to say my husband died, ein odin she'ne'amanos lahavi gita, for sure she should be trusted to bring her own get from some other location. And the Gemara then quotes the Braisa, which continues and says, top of the Amud, umimakom shebasa. And once you're deriving the halacha that a woman can bring her own get based on the fact that these other women can bring her get, so then learn this following halacha as well. Ma lahalan tzrichos shiyamru b'faneinu nechtav. When those other women bring the get as a shliach, they must declare, I saw the get written, I saw the get signed. So then, so too, afhi, when she brings her own get, she also must say, when she brings her own get, that I saw it written and I saw it signed. Now what we're proving from this braisa is that the context in which a woman is allowed to bring her own get, that the braisa is talking about, is when she's coming from Chutz La'aretz. And the Braisa is clearly saying that she's ne'amanos to bring her own get. These other five women are ne'amanos to bring her get. And they each say b'fan anechtav and b'fan anechtam. So we had a machlokas Abaye and Rav Yosef. When are these other five women believed to bring a get for the daughter-in-law, for the sister-in-law, for the tzara? Is it only when they're coming from Eretz Yisrael and there's no need to say b'fan anechtav? Or is it when they're coming from Chutz La'aretz and they do say b'fan anechta? From this braisa, you see very clearly that the context in which we believe these five women to bring a get for this other woman is when they're coming from Chutz La'aretz and they're saying b'fan anechta and b'fan anechta. And that's a raya to Abaye, that in those circumstances, that's when we believe these women to bring the get as a shliach and to say b'fan anechta and b'fan anechta. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi adds, Mas Nisan Nami Deka, I'll prove it from our Mishnah as well. Because the Ksani, our Mishnah says, Ha'isha atzma mevi'a gita, a woman can bring her own get. Ubilvad shetet tzricha lomar, as long as she says, b'fana nechtab and b'fana nechtam. So Shema Mina, it's very clear from the Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah is clearly talking about a woman bringing her own get from Chutzlaretz, because the Mishnah says she must save it for an Nechtab and for an Nechtam. So Rashi is saying, well, if the last line in the Mishnah, which speaks of a woman bringing her own get, needs to save it for an Nechtab and for an Nechtam, is clearly talking about coming from Chutzlaretz, then the previous line in the Mishnah, which speaks about these five women, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, Tzara, Yavama, stepdaughter, bringing the get, that's also presumably talking about coming from Chutzlaretz, where they need to say b'fana nechtab and b'fana nechtam, and that's a right to a bias understanding of that line in the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, okay, so for Rav Yosef, so according to Rav Yosef said that these chamesh nashim are only believed to bring the get when they're coming in Eretz Yisrael, and they're not saying b'fana nechtab, b'fana nechtam. So what emerges according to Rav Yosef? What emerges is as follows, the Gemara asks. Reisha, the very beginning of the Mishnah, meaning Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, when the Mishnah spoke of everyone can bring a get except for a Cheirish, a Shota, a Katan, a Suma, a Gad. So that's talking about that Mishnah and Vesefa, the last part of the Mishnah, meaning the woman bringing her own get. Those are talking about B'chutz La'aretz. Because if you recall, on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, we spoke about why can't a blind person bring a get as a shliach. We said because the blind person can't say, he can't say that. So that Mishnah, that Chav Gimel, is talking about Chutz La'aretz. The last line in the Mishnah, Chav Gimel Mbeis, a woman brings her own get as long as she says, clearly talking about Chutz La'aretz. And yet, Mitziyasa Ba'aretz, and the middle part, the middle halacha, meaning the beginning of Chav Gimel Mbeis, that these Chamesh Nashin are believed to bring Gittin, that Rav Yosef says is talking about only Eretz Yisrael. How does that make sense? The Mishnah begins, Chav Gimel Mbeis, Chutz La'aretz. Mishnah ends, Amavez, Chutz La'aretz. In the middle, Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, yeah, Nachanami. The Gemara answer is, in, that's correct. Reisha, Veseva, Bechutz La'aretz, Mitziyasa, Ba'aretz. That the first line of the Mishnah, Chav Gimel Mbeis, the last line of Chav Gimel Mbeis, is talking about Chutz La'aretz. And the middle halacha, about this Chamesh Nashim, is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Mimai. Now, why and how would Rav Yosef say that in the Mishnah? Somewhat puzzling. So the Gemara explains, Midiksani, because the Mishnah says, Ma bein get lemisa. The Mishnah says, what's the distinction between get and misa? Meaning, with regard to get, these chamesh nashim are believed to bring the get as shluchim. With regard to saying your husband died, they're not believed. What's the distinction? So the Mishnah says, Shaksav mochiach. The written get supports their statement that this is the get your husband wrote for you. The loksani shaksav upe mochiach. The Mishnah does not say that the fact that they have a get in hand and they are declaring I saw it written is what gives them ne'amanus. So therefore, it sounds like Rav Yosef will claim that they are not declaring b'fana nechtav in this case in the Mishnah where they are bringing the get. And that's why Rav Yosef understands the Chamesh Nashim scenario to be a case where they are coming from Eretz Yisrael where there's no need to say b'fana nechtav and b'fana nechtav. Two dots. Ha'isha atzma mevi'a. So the Mishnah concluded by saying a woman can bring her own get provided she says b'fana nechtav and b'fana nechtav. Says the Gemara, Isha mechimati gita liyada igar shala. What's that case in the Mishnah? A woman brings her own get as long as she says fanechtav and fanechtav. That's the statement you make when you're about to deliver the get from shliach to woman. But here, if she's bringing her own get, she's already divorced. Her husband gives her the get somewhere out of town. She comes back home, walks into Beis Din, I'm divorced. She was divorced when she got the get from her husband. She doesn't need to save a fanechtav now. So why would the Mishnah say that she must say b'fana nechtav when she brings the get home? The divorce already occurred. There's no purpose in saying b'fana nechtav. There's no need to say b'fana nechtav. So the Gemara says, Amra Funa answers, the case in the Mishnah is like this. The Omer, he gave her the get out of town and said to her, Lotus garshi bo, the get will not take effect. Ella, b'fnei, based in Ploni. Except until you get to this Beis Din. Okay, so she is away somewhere out of town in New Jersey. She's given the get by her husband. He says the get will not be effective until you come home to New York. She comes home to New York. Now the get's effective in the presence of a certain beis din. So then that beis din, she says, b'fana nechtav and b'fana nechtav. So Gemara says, sof, even so, still, there should be no need for her to say b'fana nechtav. Why? Because kimati hasam, as soon as she arrives in that beis din in New York, igashava, she's automatically divorced. What happened? There was an asinus get in New Jersey. Husband gave her the get. Husband says, here's your get, but I'm making a tanai. The tanai is the get will not be chal until you come to this beis din in New York. So when she comes to the beis din in New York, she doesn't need to do anything further. The get is automatically effective. Why then would she need to say b'fana nechtav at that point? The get is effective automatically. The asina was done already. The tanai simply postponed the chalos of the gerushin until this point. But there's no need now to say b'fana nechtav and b'fana nechtav. She's not a shliach. B'fana nechtav is dafka for a shliach. She's not a shliach in our Mishnah's case. The Gemara answers, Ella Omer Rav Huna Bar Manoach, Mishmeid Rav Acha Bar Davika. So Rav Huna says in the name of Rav Acha, to Omer Allah, the case is, he said to his wife when he gave her the get, Kimatis Hasam, when you arrive at that location, let's say the beis din in New York, Asnechei A'ara, put the get down, Vishakle, and then pick it up. In other words, he makes her a shliach. He says, I'm giving you this get as my shliach to bring it on my behalf to this beis din in New York. When you get there, put the get down in their presence and then pick it up. And at that moment, when you pick it up, that's when the gerushin will take effect. So if this is the case in the Mishnah, the Gemara is suggesting, since she's a shliach when she walks in with the get to the beis din, she then says, b'fana nechtam, because it's your shliach. She puts it down, then she picks it up, and she's divorced at that point in time. So the Gemara says, that also doesn't work. Why? Because, ihachi, that's the case. That's like a husband saying to his wife, oh, there's your get, pick it up off the floor, it's yours. That doesn't work. But Amarav, Rava says, if someone says to his wife, oh, there's your get, on the floor, pick it up and be divorced. That's meaningless. Why? Rashi explains, gerushin requires nesina. If she picks it up off the floor, there's no nesina there. It has to be nesina from him to her. She gets it from him. She can't pick it up off the floor. So to here, how can you say pshat in the Mishnah is that he makes his wife a shliach laholacha, take it to the New York beis din, put it down, then pick it up? By doing that, there's no nesina. He gives it to her as a shliach, she puts it down, and now she picks it up. There's no nesina from husband to wife there. So the Gemara says, okay, Ella, it must be, the case is like this. So Amar Lo, he says to her, here's your get. Have a shliach laholacha ad dematis hasam. I'm appointing your shliach until you get to New York. Dematis hasam, when you get there, have a shliach lekabbalah. When you get to that beis din, you now become yourself your own shliach lekabbalah. The kabli es giteich, and then you will be in receipt of your get. So she never has to put the get down on the floor and pick it up again. He gives her the get in New Jersey. He says to her, you are hereby my shliach to take the get to New York. When you get to New York, then you become your own shliach to receive your get, essentially from yourself.
Can he appoint her? She's the one who has to appoint the shliach if she needs a shliach.
So here he's telling her, make yourself a shliach lekabbalah. You should function as a shliach lekabbalah to receive your get from yourself. So I'm making you now my shliach lehalacha. When you get to the New York beis din, you then become your own shliach to receive the get from yourself. And therefore, because she then is in essence acting as a shliach lo'olacha, and then as a shliach l'kabbalah, she therefore says, b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtav. So, the Gemara asks, that doesn't work. V'halo chazra shlichus etzal haba'al. If she's functioning first as his shliach lo'olacha to bring the get, And then she automatically herself becomes the shliach lekabala to receive the get. That's invalid, says the Gemara. Why? So Rashi and Tosis offer slightly different explanations. Rashi says, shliach means that I appoint someone to perform a task on my behalf, and you have the opportunity to come back and say to me, I performed your task. That is not true in this case. Why, says Rashi? Because here, where her task was to be a shliach, to give the get to herself, and then she herself automatically becomes the recipient of that shliach, she never had opportunity in which she, in theory, would have been able to go back and say, I performed your task. Because the way Rashi says it is that she was his shliach, and then she became the Baal HaMaisa, the person on the receiving end, before she even would have opportunity to go back as a shliach and say, I performed your task. That doesn't work, says Rashi. The way Tosa says it is slightly different. Tosa says, shliach means that you're appointed to be sent to perform a task, and you have the opportunity to go back and say, I performed your task, before you become a shliach for somebody else. Here, she became her own shliach before she even had a chance to go back and say, I performed your shlichus. You can't be a shliach if before you have opportunity to report back, you become someone else's shliach. So Tosfos explains it.
So according to Tosfos, person makes a person a shliach, he has to have the opportunity to come back, whether he actually does or not, but he cannot
there
become a shliach.
There has to be a gap in time when she or he can go back and say, I performed your task before becoming someone else's shliach.
Uh-huh.
Here, the way we're setting up the circumstances here, she becomes her own shliach before she even can go back and say, I performed your shlichus. But the way Rashi says it is that she becomes the Baal HaMaisa, the recipient, and the shlichus of the husband terminates before she has a chance to go back and say, I performed your shlichus.
So, well, why does she have to make herself a shliach for Kabbalah if she has it in her hand already?
Yeah, good question. Because we're looking to provide an opportunity for her to say b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam before the get automatically takes place. Because we want her to be a shliach when she arrives there, and there should be opportunity before the get takes place that she, as a shliach, should be able to say b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam. And so therefore, we're creating this transition point where she comes into Beis Din as a shliach l'olacha, and then she herself functions as a shliach l'kabbalah to receive the get. And so it's at that point that she could say, b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam.
If she is a shliach l'kabbalah, then as soon as the other shlichus ends, she's already received it.
Yes, so Tosis
so
says that that's the problem, says Tosis, that she becomes a shliach for herself before she has an opportunity to go back and say to her husband, I performed your shlichus.
But at what point does she say, before I nechtav and I nechtam?
I guess the...
While she's a shliach for the Baal.
Yes, correct, right. So I guess she says, before nechtav and I nechtam, and then the assumption she becomes a shliach of Kabbalah at that moment, right after she says it, to receive the get, so to speak.
Oh, right. So while she's a shliach for the Baal, so she's not mekabel the get, because that's not her role.
Yes, correct.
Once she gets there, she says, b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam.
Right.
Now the shlichus is, give it to
yourself.
The other shlichus. Give it to yourself.
Right, correct.
All right.
Okay, so the Gemara asks, but this is not a valid type of shlichus. So the Gemara says, okay, let's modify it somewhat. The Gemara says, the Amarla, it must be, he says to her, Have a shliach l'alacha ad matasasam. So once again, he makes her shliach to bring the get to this particular destination. The chimatas hasam, and when you arrive there, so instead of becoming yourself a shliach l'kabbalah, shavi shliach l'kabbalah, appoint someone else to be the shliach l'kabbalah. So then you can say, give that individual the get, and then you never became the shliach of the isha. You never became the Baal Maisa. Someone else is the receiving end. You, in theory, could go back to the husband and say, done, did your task. That would work. So Gemara says, okay, panichil mandami, that works, assuming isha osa shliach lekabel gita miyag shliach baila. That works all well and fine, as long as you assume that that's okay for a woman to make a shliach lekabala to meet up with the baal's shliach laholacha. If you hold in general that you can't have two shluchim meeting together for this transaction to occur, if the husband has a shluch lahalacha, it's got to be he meets up with the woman directly. She can't appoint a shluch of her own to meet up with his shluch. So if that's true, my yiko meimar. Then what's the case here then? So Gemara answers by saying, well, time am I. Why would such an opinion say that a woman can't appoint a shluch lahalacha to receive a get from the husband's shliach lahalacha? The reason is mishum because de'ika b'zayin de'ba'al. It's considered an insult to the husband. The husband sends a shliach lahalacha, and you don't want anything to do with the guy, so you don't want to look at his face, you want to send your own shliach. So shliach meets shliach, and you know each one is being standoffish, I'm not coming to Beis Din, let my person deal with it. So that's like an insult. The husband can say, I have no interest in delivering this get via a shliach just to meet your shliach. Either you have the courtesy to show up personally, or I'm not making a shliach under these circumstances. So if that's the reason why, in general, a woman can't appoint a shliach lekabala to meet a husband's shliach lelacha, so over here, v'hacha, he's the one who's telling her to do it this way. He's giving her the get. He's making her shliach lelacha. He's saying, appoint a shliach lekabala to receive the get from you. Baal kapa, he doesn't care. He wants it this way in this case. So therefore, here, this would work. Here, this would work. So this is one interpretation of the scenario of our Mishnah. Once again, the Mishnah said that a woman can bring her own get as long as she says, Pananichta. We asked, what's the scenario? Here it is. He, the husband, appoints her, the woman, to be a shliach lahalacha, bring the get, come to town, appoint someone else to be a shliach lekabala, say Pananichta, give him the get. That's the case. Gemara asks further, Hanicha l'man to Amar, Mishum b'zayin de ba'al. This still only works if the reason why, in general, a woman can't appoint a shliach lekabala to receive the get from the husband's shliach lahalacha is because we're worried about the perceived insult to the husband. Okay, so in this case, there's no perceived insult because he wants it structured this way. El leman de'amar mishum chatzera haba'a la'achar mikan. But if you are of the opinion that the reason why, in general, a woman can't appoint a shliach lekabala to receive a get from a shliach lahalacha is because it's too similar to a case where a husband puts a get into his neighbor's courtyard, the neighbor then gives the courtyard to the isha, which is possible, that doesn't work, because in that case, there's no nesina of the chatzer from the baal to the isha. It's the neighbor doing the nesina. That doesn't work. So some say that that's why we don't allow the husband to appoint a shliach lahalacha to give the get to the woman's shliach lekabala. Because if we were to allow that, a person might mistakenly think, oh, if he can give the get to her shliach, to his shliach, and his shliach can give the get to her shliach, so too, he can put the get into his neighbor's chatzer, thereby making the chatzer act as his shliach. The neighbor can give the chatzer to the woman, thereby making the chatzer act as her shliach, and it should work. That's not true. It doesn't work that way. We don't allow the husband to put the get into a neighbor's yard and the neighbor to give the yard to the isha. So some say that that's why we don't allow either his shliach to give the get to her shliach, because it's too similar to that case of putting it into a third party's chatzer, having the third party give the chatzer to the isha. But if that's the case, then here, why would we allow it? Here, why would we allow it? So, once again, El Mando Amar Mishum Chatzera Habala Achamikan Ma'ikla Mimra. But if you hold in general the reason why you can't have his shliach giving it to her shliach is because it's too similar to a case that's not valid, namely him putting it into someone else's yard, who then gives the yard to the woman. Ma'ikla Mimra. So, what's the case in our Mishnah where the woman says, Bafana Nechtam, Bafana Nechtam? Answers the Gemara. So Amrullah, he says to her as follows. Have a shliach lo'alacha ad matasasam. Here's the get. You are my shliach to bring it to New York. Matasasam, when you arrive there, shavi shliach lo'alacha, appoint another shliach not to receive the get, but to give the get. And then v'kabli at giteich minei. And then he will give you the get. So here, she's the Baal's shliach. She comes to Beis Din. She appoints yet another shliach to function on behalf of the Baal. When she gives over the get to that shliach, she says, b'fanei neftav, that Baal then, in turn, that shliach then, in turn, gives her the get. That shliach then, in turn, gives her the get. That's one scenario in the in the Mishnah. To explain the case of the Mishnah. Another case. Yibai Sam, another answer. So Amalei says to her, have a shlich lo'alacha ad matasasam. Appoint a shlich lo'alacha. You are a shlich lo'alacha until you get there. V'chim matasasam, when you get there, emar kame bedina. Tell the Beis Din. V'ananechtav, that you saw it written and signed. U'mashvi bedina shlich l'esvil ne'alach. And the Beis Din will appoint a shlich to then give you the get. Because this is another scenario in which the Mishnah could be talking about, when it says that a woman brings her own get as a shliach from Klitz Laretz and says, "Fanei neftav and fanei neftav." So concludes the second parak, begins the third. Kol get shenichtav shelo l'shem isha pasul. Any get that was not written for a divorce cannot be used. Ketzav, okay, so what's the example? Hayav b'shuk, a guy's walking on the street. The Shama calls Sofrim Makrin, and he hears the sound of a sofer dictating. Ish ploni megarish is ploni, is melkim ploni. So-and-so is divorcing so-and-so from such and such a place. And Tosis tells us that the Gemara Alamed Beis says the scenario here is that this wasn't really being written for the purposes of a divorce. This was a safras class. And you know, as an exercise in class, the teacher is telling the kids, the sofrim, the students, okay, write a get for so-and-so and so-and-so. As an example. And the guy's walking by Barmer, he says, hey, Zeshmi, Zeshemishti. Oh, that's my name. That's my wife's name. Oh, must be Simmin Ashmaim. I'm going to take the get and go home and use it. So the guy says, no, possible guys, well, you can't do that. The get was not written for purposes of divorce. You can't just use a get that was written for practice purposes to use it for divorce. Yes, and McKay, and even more so says the Mishnah. Cost of the guy's Shishto. If, let's say, someone, in fact, writes a get, intending to use it for divorce. Then Imlach changes his mind. Now, you know what? I'll stay married. Motzo ben Iro. A guy lives in town, meets up with him. The Amalon says to him, hey, Shmi Keshmecha, Shemishti Keshemishtecha, I've got your name, my wife's got your wife's name, I'll use your get. That's who says the Mishnah, it's Pasul Lagashbo. You may not use that get. And the chiddush here is, the Gemara is going to explain, even though here the get was written for a divorce, it was not written for your divorce. You can't use it. I'm a biz. Yes, McCain. Mishnah continues, even more so. Hayilo shtei nashim. A guy has two wives of his own. Shmosei and Shavos. And they both have the same name. Kostav l'garish shesek dola. He's in the mood for a divorce. So he decides, you know what? I'll divorce the older wife. Then he changes his mind, says, nah, I'll divorce the younger wife. Too bad. Lo yigarish bosiktano. You can't use the get for the other woman. I wrote the get for my divorce. Doesn't matter. It wasn't written for this wife. Yes, McCain, even more so. Amar l'lavlar, if the guy tells the sofer, ksov, write me a get for one of my wives. Which one? They have the same name. Have in mind either one. Le'ezo she'eretza agarish. I'll use it for whichever one I'm in the mood to use it for. Pasul gashbo, that's also no good. Rashi explains, the Gemara is going to tell us, the chiddush here is, we do not say breira. We don't allow you to try to get for one of your two wives and then to say later, oh, this is a indication, l'mafreya, that I always meant to divorce this wife.
The reason I'm smiling is my wife 2 days ago asked me, what does breira mean? And I said, it's not in the daf. He says, you just wait.
Very good, okay. So, Brera means that we don't say in this case Brera. We don't say that we retroactively ascertain the get was written for this particular wife. Okay, says the Gemara. Kosav legarish es ishto v'nimla. The Mishnah said, if the guy decides to write a get to divorce his wife and then changes his mind, you can't use the get for somebody else's divorce. So the Gemara asks, what's the first case in the Mishnah? Amar Papa says, the sofrin hasuyin l'slamein askinan. Like I said before, the first case in the Mishnah is a case where sofrim are practicing. They happen to have practice with the name that fits your name and your wife's name, but they weren't intending to write it for your divorce. So you can't use that get. Amar Vashi, Vashi says, Dekanami, I'll prove it. Diksani, the Mishnah says, sofrin makrin, v'loksani, sofrin korin. It does not say the sofrim were reading aloud to themselves as they're writing. It says the sofrim were reading for others, dictating, which sounds like they're teaching. The sofer is calling out to the students, write the get to so-and-so and so-and-so. Ramina, that's proof that the case is those sofrim asuyin l'islami. So now the Gemara asks, what we spoke out in the course of the Mishnah, my yes and mekain, what are all these chidushim? Not only that, but even more so. Not only that, but even more so. Tanit Rebbe Shmuel taught as follows. Lo zesh nichtav shelo l'shem geirushin, not only in the first case of the Mishnah, where it wasn't written for purposes of divorce altogether. It was written for a class exercise. That you cannot use, ela af zesh nichtav l'shem geirushin pasul. But even in the second case, where it was written for a divorce, you cannot use it. Number three. And not only in that case, where it was written for someone else's divorce, can you not use it? But even the next case, where it was written for your divorce, but for the wrong wife, you can't use it for the other wife. Furthermore, and not only that case, where it was not written for the divorce of this woman, can you not use it? Ela af ze shnichtav l'shum gerishin ha pasul. But even the case where it was written for this divorce, you can't use it. Okay, so again, the cases are, number one, the sofrim who are practicing, that wasn't written for divorce altogether, can't use that. Number two, it was written for someone else's divorce, but not for your divorce, you can't use that. Number three, it was written for your divorce, it was written for the wrong wife, you can't use that. And number four, even when it was written with the option in mind to use it for either wife, you can't use that either. Okay, so those are the various chidushim in the Mishnah. So Gemara asks, my time, what is the reason for each of these halachos? So the Gemara says, Ikasav v'nasan sefer krisis b'yada. Had the pasuk said, right, give a sefer krisis into her hand. I would have said, okay, lemute heach kaima lo'aver l'shem krisis. That means it has to be a get written for divorce. It can't be a get that was not written for krisis. It can't be a get that was written for practice. I would have thought, though, aval kasav l'garish es ishto v'nimlach. But if one fellow wrote the get for divorcing his wife and changed his mind, and now someone else wants to use it, I would have said, lo'aver l'shem krisis, em b'kasher. That was written for a divorce. Maybe I could use it. Kasav rachmana v'kasav. So the Torah says, no, he, the divorcing husband, must have written the get for himself. Can't use someone else's get. Well, had that been the case, that the Torah says just v'kasav, I would have said, okay, that means you can't use someone else's get. But when you're writing it for your divorce, even though it was for another one of your wives, but you wrote it in Mekasher, maybe that's good. Kasu Achman Allah. The Torah says, Vekasav La, meaning Lishma, it's got to be for this wife. So you've got to write it for this particular wife. The Seifa Lamali, and what's the Chiddush of the Seifa, where you wrote it, keeping in mind either one of the wives? Hakama Ashman De'ein Breira. There the Chiddush is, that you can't retroactively determine which wife it was being written for at the time. You have to know before writing it which wife you're writing it for. Period. Okay, two dots. Kasa legash sagdo, legash basaktana. If you write the get for your older Rachel wife, you can't use it for your younger Rachel wife. Says the Gemara, Tana Hagdol Matzah Megarash Bei. Okay, so I can't use it for the other wife. Hagdol Matzah Megarash Bei, but I could use it for the wife I wrote it for, even though she has the same name as my other wife. In other words, if the wife I wrote it for receives the get and comes to Beis Din and says, this is my get, I'm divorced, I want to remarry, they're not going to say to her, oh no, maybe it was given to the other wife, maybe you found it, maybe she dropped it, maybe she lost it and you picked it up. No, if she has it, it's her get. So Amar Rav says, Zosameres, this can prove for us as follows. If a get is valid when given to one of two wives with the same name, so then how about the following case? Because keep in mind, this woman's going to bring the get to Beis Din. She's going to say, I'm divorced, I want to collect my ksuba now. Mm-hmm. And we'll honor that. She says, Rabba, Zosameres, this proves. Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. You have two guys by the same name. Hadorim ve'er Achas, who live in the same town. Motzi in Shtarchov al-Acherim. If one of them comes to Beis Din with a Shtarchov, I'm owed money, I want to collect, we'll say, good, go for it. Same way a woman can come with the get. Mm-hmm. Even though she has another wife with the same name, a co-wife with the same name, and she can collect her ksuba, because she has to get in hand, so too, a guy comes to Beis Din, he says, here's my shtar chov, I'm a lender, I want to collect what's money, what's owed to me. We say, fine, go for it, even though there's someone else in town with the same name. We don't suspect that maybe the other guy was the one who really had the shtar chov and who lost it and dropped it and you found it. No, you've got it, you collect with it. So, the Gemara then asks, Amalei Abaye. Abaye asks, Rava, Elamata, well, according to that logic, Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah, the Ksani which says, Shmikish Mecha, oh, two guys with the same name, let me use your get. Pasul Gashbo, the husband who has the same name as other husband, cannot use the get. Sheni Urdla Masa Megarashbe, the second guy can't use it. Harisha Masa Megarashbe, but the one who wrote it could use it. So according to you, Rava, that's the diyuk you should make in that first line in the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, V'ha Amina, Rabbi asks what we say. V'lo Acher Yachol L'Hotzei L'Ein Shtachov. We say, and when you have two guys with the same name, they cannot be forced to pay a loan that someone claims one of them owes. Because they can each say, maybe you lent money to the other guy by my name, not to me. So if that's the case, asks Abaye, why then would one husband with the same name as the other husband be able to use the get? Same way we don't allow, when there's two guys with the same name, for someone else to claim that one of them owes him money, even though this third party produces a shtarcho that says, Yosef and Shimon borrowed money from me. But if he goes to Yosef ben Shimon A, he'll say, nah, maybe it was Yosef ben Shimon B. It wasn't me. So if that's the case, here as well, why would we allow one of the husbands by the same name to give the get to his wife? It must be. Why does the Mishnah allow one of the two husbands with the same name to write a get for his wife? It must be the Edim Masira of Rabbi Lazarhi. The only reason our Mishnah allows it is because there are Edim Masira who, according to Rabbi Lazar, affect the Gerishin by watching the transfer of the get, and they know which Yosef and Shimon gave the get to this woman. They can prove, they can testify, they can say, this get that was written by Yosef and Shimon for his wife was written by the correct husband, in other words. It was not written by the other husband. So what Abaye is arguing is that you can't compare our Mishnah to the case of Shtarchov, because in the case of Shtarchov, we don't allow a lender to collect money from one of two people who has the same name as the other one. So why then here would we allow a husband who has the same name as another husband to write a get for his wife, who says the right husband wrote the get? Answer is, it must be this Edim Masira, who see that the right husband gave the get. So if that's true, says Abaye, Hachanami. So with regard to the two women with the same name also, the Edim Masira, Rabbi Lazarhi, maybe the only reason why in the Mishnah the two women who have the same name can be divorced by their husband is if and only when you have Edim Masira who watched the get being given to this particular woman. So then you can't prove from here what the din would be when it comes to Shtar Chov, when one of two people with the same name produces a shtar chov and wants to collect money. You can't prove from here that that would be valid. So says Rabbi. We'll conclude here with Amar Rav. Pick up here tomorrow. Ezra Hashem.
Thank you,
Rabbi. Shabbos to all.